ABC Radio Australia.
While much the focus has been on the vote in Bougainville, there's actually another vote on secession within the Pacific that's also been delayed. It's largely slipped under the world's radar, but on the island state of Chuuk, that's part of the Federated States of Micronesia, there have been independence rumblings for decades and citizens were to vote in a referendum today. But late last year, that was pushed back for the second time until March 2020 to allow for more time to determine if secession has been proposed would even be constitutional. But Chuuk's strategic location in the North Pacific and its unique relationship with the United States means that the independence movement there is being watched closely, with predictions that an independent Chuuk would give China the opportunity to expand its influence in the Pacific. The 600 or so islands of the Federated States of Micronesia to the north of PNG are just specks in the ocean as you fly in, spanning thousands of kilometres. Chuuk is the largest of the four FSM states and it's home to around 50,000 people. They may be part of the Federated States, but they're certainly not united.
This movement is crazy, totally crazy. Chuuk is an independent state. Is totally unfeasible.
John Hugalagum is a former FSM president who now lectures at the College of Micronesia. He's one of many who are strongly opposed to the independence movement.
I don't think they should be independent. They're the weakest economically in the FSM, among the FSM states. Chuuk is the worst governance states in FSM. Everything, you know, the tax collected from Chuuk is smaller than even Yap and Kosai. So I don't understand all of this political move to separate.
The independence movement says it wants to not only protect its cultural heritage, but also it's largely motivated by what it sees as the inequity of government resources. Those government resources, around 60% of FSM's budget, come from the United States, though, thanks to the special relationship it has with the FSM called the Compact of Free Association.
The Compact of Free Association does not exist anywhere else in the world.
Robert Riley is a US ambassador to the FSM. Mid last year, he held a public forum in Chuuk and delivered a stern warning on what independence could mean for that financing, which covers things like education, health and emergency assistance.
There's no bad intent involved here or malevolent intent. It's just that's the compact is with the Federated States of Micronesia. And in order for there to be another compact with Chuuk, there would have to be a separate compact negotiated. That, unfortunately, will not happen.
If the US did take such a hard line, analysts at the research group Fitch Solutions recently predicted it could mean that Chuuk would turn to China for a new source of funding.
Chuuk would find in China a new source of financing to substitute for the abandoned compact, while Beijing could cultivate a new ally in the Pacific. Indeed, China could even assume responsibility for Chuuk's defence and foreign policies.
But not everyone agrees. Richard Herr is an adjunct professor at the University of Fiji.
Almost anything that happens in the South Pacific in the last, decade nearly, has revolved around whether or not China will provide a stopgap or a fill-in for any weaknesses that are perceived in the traditional relationships. And to a certain extent, I think that's wishful thinking. I'm not sure that China is advantaged by Chuuk being an independent state.
Former President John Hugalagum is also sceptical. FSM already diplomatically recognises China.
It's just somebody's just dream. FSM is the only state in the Micronesian region that maintained the one China policy and had a healthy diplomatic relations with China. And China is very sensitive to offending its friends. So I don't think they're going to turn to Chuuk. I think one place that's going to turn to Chuuk and probably help Chuuk is Taiwan. And I think Taiwan has a hand in this separation movement.
But Professor Richard Herr isn't convinced by that argument either. Instead, he thinks it's more likely that the independence movement is simply trying its luck at getting a better deal.
I think that it's best looked at in terms of a negotiating position, a trilateral one, one with Pohnpei, one with Washington, and of course the Chuuk independence side seeing, well, maybe we would be better off if we could get independence. The divorce they want seems to be not to go freely on the world stage and find suitors, but to divorce themselves from the FSM and keep the U.S. in their camp.